iPad selling briskly, whatever it is. Stay tuned for UnNews. April 2010, Silicon Valley. Sales of the new iPad device from Apple have not been held down by near-universal inability to figure out what the hell it is. Quote, it's a cell phone that doesn't fit in your pocket and doesn't let you make phone calls, unquote, says Elton Now, who crossed the border from Toronto to buy his fourth unit for a trip to Europe. He'll also be taking his laptop, as the iPod has no USB ports or any other way to move information in and out. Computer fan Tom Kenzaki, who bought an iPad merely to show it off, adds, quote, pretty much anyone who plays with it for a few minutes says they want one, unquote. He is not fazed by the iPad's weak wireless signal or the fact that it malfunctions on some network, a problem Apple deftly solved by advising that you change the name of the network. He proudly showed this reporter his walk-in closet, brimming with other disused gadgets he had been the first in his city to buy. Teenager Michael Yurechko calls the iPad, quote, something I give my parents because it can't get viruses, unquote. With a 500,000 units already in the hands of affluent, gullible users, the entire nation of Moldavia is working on this problem. Market researcher Warren Foote says the average iPad customer has nose and tongue piercings and no real reason to surf the internet in the first place. He says a solid one-third received payments claiming permanent disability. Quote, the unit's real test will come when the batteries and storage wear out and users find out you can't just snap in a replacement. Of course, 24% of buyers also drive Priuses with Free Tibet bumper stickers. If the iPad lasts longer than those 2 tons of lead-acid batteries, they'll think it's no big deal. This has been UnNews, a service of Uncyclopedia. Straight talk from straight faces. My name is Spike. No, seriously.